855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Friday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Allie.
And Ian.
Yeah, Ian's voice is having a little trouble, so I'm probably going to be doing the intros. I don't know about extras. I don't have the clock in front of me, so it's going to be much, much more difficult for me to do that. But, it's been a wide and varying show. We just had the cage match between Scott the Bigot and Frank from New York, and I found that
it's a new first.
Yeah, I found that very interesting. So, anyway, one of the things that has been...
It's like, they say, Mark, in the business that the callers are the songs of talk radio. And would that be a mashup?
Exactly, yeah.
It's a mix.
Well, they call them mashups now, Mark.
Okay,
it's the hip new term where you take two songs and you kind of run them into one another and you mix in and out during the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take your word for it.
I'm sure if you looked it online, you'd find some mashups.
Yeah, I would have to care.
You'd probably like them, too. They use that old-style music, and they add a little new flavor.
Mm.
It's very nice.
That's her saying you're old, Mark.
That's right. Yeah. I've heard them do mix in jazz a lot, and which nobody knows.
Although you might not like it, well. Because sometimes they'll have a song, and then you're like, oh, I love this song, and then they'll switch to another song.
Yeah. Another song you don't like as much.
I've had that happen, certainly. So, a topic this week that has been a big topic. You want to take the call?
Yeah, we should take a call. Okay. But you've got an email that you want to get to. We're going to get to that. But Paul is on the line in New Hampshire. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hi, great show.
Thanks, Paul. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, a couple days ago, I was listening to the show from a couple days ago, and there was a discussion, I don't know if you remember it, about property rights and the idea of whether it's right to obey signs that property owners would post or rules that they make about their property.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of like that. I mean, you know, we were discussing. Yeah, go ahead with your point. I mean, I don't think that we said that it is, you know, that you don't have to obey people's signs, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess that was my impression. Maybe I misunderstood, but the discussion used the example of concealed carry. And whether it'd be a good idea to go ahead and conceal carry into somebody's property when they have a sign that says that they don't want you to. Now, obviously, if you conceal carry and nobody finds out about it and everything, then there aren't going to be any repercussions. But I still think that they're respecting people's property rights is important. And so as a general principle, I would say, you know, I was surprised the consensus went the other way, but I think it's important.
No, I don't think the consensus went the other way. I think the consensus was that there was no harm, so therefore the only thing that the property owner could do, this was what my understanding is, the only thing that the property owner could have an expectation of is that you would vacate their property upon them asking.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I certainly don't think there would necessarily be a series of legal repercussions or anything, but I think we should be able to say that the morally right thing to do is to obey signs that property owners would put up and not go on their property.
Yeah, I don't know how you got anything other than that from that.
I think that there was a position taken on the show by either myself or whoever was on that night as the third host that it wouldn't be... I mean, like, it makes sense to do them the favor of agreeing to whatever their signs say, but on the other hand, carrying a firearm or some weapon for personal defense purposes and carrying it concealed is in no way damaging that person's property. So it's not like you're doing something to disrespect the physical property. It's just the rule that they've set for their property. And I don't really have a problem with somebody carrying in defiance of that particular rule. I mean, it could be a life or death situation, and that person could save people's lives if somebody else comes in there with the intent to harm others.
Why would they go on property where people's lives could be endangered because some property owner wouldn't allow guns in there?
Maybe they have, you know, maybe there's something they really feel like they have to purchase there. I don't know. I don't see what the big deal is about that one. It's not like you're advertising the fact that you're breaking their rule. It would be one thing if you were going in carrying openly, but carrying something concealed, you know, they're never going to know the difference.
I guess it's somewhat of a fine point, but I would say that constitutes trespassing. Like, if you have a sign, a clear sign posting saying, don't come on this property unless you're going to obey this rule and that rule, say, and you go in anyway, even if people don't find out about it, I think that is basically trespassing.
I agree.
I think that's really, if anything, just really rude to just ignore someone's sign before going into their, if they're uncomfortable with guns, then that's their own sort of, I would consider it a fallacy. Because they might be thinking that because it makes them safer not to have guns in their house or on their property, but if that's their wish, then if I really need to conceal a weapon and have one on me, then I just won't go there.
I tend to agree that that would be the best way to handle that situation. However, there was a scene here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we were going to a particular local establishment that serves alcohol, and they had the rule that they didn't want anyone carrying weapons in their establishment, which, you know, it makes sense. You don't want drunken people waving a firearm around. I get it. But on the other hand, you know, I also get the point of somebody who wants to protect themselves. I think there's validity to that, and I don't think that...
I think that, for one, if the person says it, you know, a sign has a... they're taking a stronger stand if they put up a sign than if they just say it. So if they're saying it, maybe they haven't put as much thought into this. Because the fact is, people go into bars all the time, carrying weapons all the time, and most of the world just doesn't know.
Well, right. The only way that this ever even came up was the fact that somebody carried openly into said establishment and was spoken to about it. But honestly, I don't recall whether there was a sign on the door or not. And what if I didn't, you know...
I've never seen a sign in New Hampshire saying that. And you can carry openly in New Hampshire. You know, I mean, people carry in New Hampshire.
Yeah. So, I mean, what if I didn't see the sign? Or what if I'm blind?
That's why I don't like signs.
Still trespass?
I pass by them all the time and don't read them.
Is it still trespass if you didn't see the sign or it's you're a blind person?
No.
I would say that, you know, it, not intentional. I would say accident. I mean, you know, if you go in, you didn't see the sign, I don't think you did anything wrong. But I would say that if
you, do you think it's wrong?
Go against the property owner, then I would say that's trespassing.
Do you think it's wrong? Do you think it's a threat to their neighbor for blind people to open carry?
I'm not sure why a blind person would want a gun.
I'm not sure why Ian's using this as an example. I think it's...
we're talking about weapons. A blind person could very well have a knife.
The height of density.
We're talking about signs and how they don't really count for... They can't really count for blind people.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about guns. I was talking about carrying a
blind
weapon openly.
With guns.
You're not allowed to have a knife either in this place. No weapons, period. That's the rule. So, look, I get it. Like, I'm all for respecting people's rules, and I'm all for staying away from property that has rules you don't like and communicating to the management that, hey, I'm not coming back here because you've got this rule and this sucks, and so I'm going to go somewhere else. I think that all makes sense. But ultimately, you know, if the worst case scenario is that, you know, somebody finds out you're carrying and says, asks you to leave, then you'd be trespassing. If you've been asked to leave and you don't leave, at that point you are then trespassing. I think that if that's the worst that can happen, then there's no real reason to not carry the gun or the firearm or the knife or whatever it is that you feel is safe. I think that you probably should stay away from that establishment, but if for whatever reason you have to go in there and it's a question of, well, do I get rid of what I feel I need to have for my protection or not go to this place that I feel like I have to go, I don't think you should go.
I think you should leave. You know, if they've told you, if it's been communicated to you that they don't want guns in their establishment, leave it in the car. Or don't go in. There's plenty of places to drink beer. Just because your friends happen to be in that bar, tell your friends, why the heck are you going to an establishment that has this policy?
Yeah, they should be boycotted. I mean, I think that's the right thing. Be open about it and say, you know, I don't appreciate that policy, and you're going to lose business about it.
I might not feel safe in a bar like that, where the only people who... people who have guns, only people that would be carrying openly would be the ones asked to leave. And so you've got a room full of people, and any number of those people could be concealed carrying. But given the sign saying that there's no guns allowed, the person carrying who gets drunk isn't going to be as worried about pulling his gun out because he's under the assumption that no one else has one because that's
right.
The rules.
And this is the irresponsibility of the property owners to suggest that just somebody open carrying, well, you can't come in here. That's offensive looking. I mean, this if you're going to have a rule like no guns and weapons in my bar, then you ought to make sure that nobody has any guns or weapons.
You need to have someone at the door checking.
You really do. Everybody needs to be frisked and searched, because what you're really saying is no openly displayed guns and weapons.
Should I also not bring drugs into the rave when they say you can't bring drugs into the rave?
Mark, it reminds me of what you said about, I've seen this also just on the web, where you know, if you really are against gun rights, then I want you to put a sign in front of your house saying no guns are in this
house.
There
are no guns in this home.
Right.
Paul, if you've got more thoughts, you're welcome to stick with us. So I think you did hear that correctly. I think that if you're not doing damage to the person's property, you're not doing something openly to defy them. You know, if I've got a pill of ecstasy in my pocket and I walk into a rave and there's a no drugs rule in there, who am I really harming? Right? Is there really damage that's been done?
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind. remind you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Am I on?
Yeah.
I can't hear it. Free Talk Live,
855-450-3733.
I don't want my ears to be damaged. You know all radio guys are deaf, right?
I'm not deaf, and I've been doing this for more than 10 years.
You're not even 30 years old.
14 years.
Good.
I'm 31.
855-450-3733. The holidays are just around the corner this season, and consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. Peace of mind. Day daily, we talk about, you know, destabilizing events that happen, you know, and there's all kinds of them that are happening, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. Get prepared, protect your family, don't delay. For my preparation, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff. They're packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes by simply adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOOD-WISE today to request a free entree sample. You can get a free sample for a limited time during the holidays. Use enter promo code FTL, FTL is in Free Talk Live, to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOOD-WISE, promo code FTL for free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Peace of mind is included. The greatest gift you can give the ones you love, WiseFoodStorage.com.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Jubal in the line on California. Jubal, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and Mark.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going, before we go on, this 25-year food thing, are you kidding me? It's like 25 years for you to crap it out at that. I mean, come on.
It's funny.
No, no, really. The product will last 25 years. Sure, they're in Mylar.
Yeah, it's intestine. Are you kidding me, bro? Anyway,
have you ever had, like, say, MREs or something like that? I mean, there's a anything
meal that refuses to exit. I've had an MRE,
Okay. Anyway, well, you enjoy your starvation if some disaster hits, Jubal.
I suspect that if
disaster hits and I need food that lasts 25 years, I'd rather be dead, dude. Anyway.
So okay, that's an option.
Listening
it
to
is
y'all
a big option.
Clowns for about a week now.
We're the clowns? I just want to clarify.
You're a clown. Uh-huh. Pulled you up on the studio cam. Both look like hipsters. Got the one guy, hair gel in, looking like a
These guys are not hipsters. Believe me, I am friends with plenty
like
of hipsters.
I mean, come on, guys. Seriously.
What? I mean, you're talking about how we look? I mean, that's
all he's got, Mark.
Okay.
He doesn't have anything intelligent to say, so he's going to pick on your hairstyle.
Yeah.
No, I'm picking on you too, bro. I mean, you're like a hipster in your striped shirt. I mean, how much pride do you smoke today, dude?
Okay. Like, you're looking
define hipster.
A cam on the internet, and you're talking about
yeah, hipster. Yeah, what is a hipster?
I don't have a one-speed bike with no brakes. I don't wear the glasses with no lenses in them. Please define hipster.
No, I want some
me.
Of those.
No, I define hipster as Ian Freeman. I mean, look at the guy. Have you seen this guy?
I have seen Ian, and the last thing I think of is hipster when I look at him. I think dork. That's what I think.
Oh, my God. Anyway, okay, so this whole Liberty thing you are spouting is dumb, first of all.
Okay, before the dumb statement, how much have you had to drink this evening?
He's not drunk.
I don't drink, man.
All right. He's
naturally this.
He's slurring his words just a little.
He's naturally this much of a hack.
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah, you're naturally this much of a hack, too, buddy. Yeah.
I think he's like 14. How old are you, if I can ask?
Me?
How old are you?
38.
What year were you born?
Me? Yeah. I was born in 1983.
Yeah, 73.
Sorry, buddy.
You added wrong. Is that
for the call.
Yeah,
you dropped
it wrong.
You dropped it. Yeah. Well, if you're 38, I'm 40, and I was born in 71. So, yes, you added wrong.
We caught you in the lie.
You're like, so cool. You're 40. Oh, yeah.
No, no. Wow. No. What I think is cool about me, dude, is I can add.
You know, Jubal, you might be the worst crank caller we've ever had. Goodbye. 855-453. I mean, even the 14-year-old crank callers, the ones that actually, he didn't really sound that young. Like, some you can usually
he
hear
acting,
it in their voice.
Well, Stephanie Murphy will be offended.
He was acting very juvenile, is what he was acting. And even some of the actual juvenile calls we have at least put more effort into than that guy did. I mean, all he basically had was, you guys are stupid and hipsters. 855-453.
People like to rag on hipsters, but, I mean, from what I understand, people that are considered to be hipsters the most are people who are pretentious about music.
Would be Luther.
Well, Luther's pretty, yeah.
Luther might be.
He might be the closest to a hipster we've got.
Yeah, a hipster.
But he's not real. Particularly, grooming doesn't seem to be his biggest thing. I mean, he grows beards and stuff, so, you know.
Oh, no, beards are cool with hipsters.
Okay, well, what would I know?
All right, so there's a website called Look at This Effing Hipster. If you want to have some idea about what a hipster is, you can go to LATFH.com, standing for Look at This Effing Hipster, LATFH.com. They actually have a book, and it just goes into... There's all kinds of photos.
You gotta have glasses, apparently.
And videos. Beards, I guess, are fairly popular. I know there's a definition here somewhere of the hipster, but I'm not able to pull it up instantly.
Hair gel? I mean, come on. Hair gel?
And no, you don't have any hair gel in
here. I don't use hair gel. I use Unicure. But I did at one point use hair gel, years ago. It's really not uncommon to use hair gel. And people that, put hair gel in after they...
All right, Wikipedia knows. Wikipedia, hipsters are a subculture of young, recently settled urban middle-class adults and older teenagers with musical interests, mainly in alternative rock that appeared in the 1990s. Other interests in media would include independent film, magazines such as Vice and Clash, and websites like Pitchfork Media. Don't know what that is. Hipster culture has been described as a mutating transatlantic melting pot of styles, tastes, and behaviors. One person here, Christian Lornsom of Time Out New York, argues that hipsterism fetishizes the authentic elements of all the fringe movements of the post-war era, beat, hippie, punk, and even grunge, and draws on the cultural stores of every unmelted ethnicity. Are you following this?
No, I have no idea.
Me neither. It regurgitates it with a winking inauthenticity. Others, like Arsel and Thompson, argue that hipster signifies a cultural mythology, a crystallization of a mass-mediated stereotype generated to understand, categorize...
People make money writing this drivel?
No, they're not making money on this. This is Wikipedia. that it's a mass-mediated stereotype generated to understand, categorize, and marketize indie consumer culture rather than an objectified group of people. Did you follow any of that?
It sounds about right.
So apparently she got it, yeah. Mark.
You have to know enough hipsters to sort of get an idea, like, wow, these... For instance, when I came to Keene, I realized I met some hipsters, and they're exactly the same as the ones in Auburn. How is that possible? They're supposed to be all different, and, we're not mainstream, we're different, but they're the same everywhere you go.
So it's kind of like the goth people are supposed to be different,
yeah.
But they're all the same.
Exactly.
Let's talk to Matt. He's listening in Huntsville to WHOS WBHP. Matt.
I just wanted to comment on the dude from California, really.
Yeah.
If he was born in 1983, that would make me 38 also. that's awesome, considering I'm 28.
Tell you what, Matt, hang on. We'll bring you back for more if you'd like.
Matt,
more
can add.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves, and maybe you can tell us how you feel about hipsters. It's Free Talk Live. Maybe you are a hipster.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Friday edition. It's 855-450-3733. What is SACL CAI, you might ask yourself? We talk about them sponsoring the phone lines all the time. It's a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses, and they can handle the accounts receivable for your business. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI. Ian, do we have any calls waiting?
We actually had Matt on the line here. Yeah. We're going to bring Matt back. And, of course, you can dial in as well at 855-450-FREE. Matt, you're back on Free Talk Live.
What I was really going to get at is I don't think what y'all do is stupid. I think it's a very noble thing to do.
Thanks.
It's just going to take a little bit more time for things to catch on. I mean, any of the other... I don't want to say protest, but unique groups get popular overnight.
Very rarely does that ever happen. You're right; these things do take time, but it's a good indicator that when the worst that they can throw at you is that you're dumb and you're a hipster, you know that you've got some unassailable ideas. Like that's the best they can do is attack the person, not attack the ideas.
Well, see, the thing about it is, I don't consider y'all to be hipsters, because I saw y'all on the...
You're right.
I believe y'all would be categorized under an individual.
I'll just take ordinary.
Dork's fine with me, I mean.
You got to think, all right? You don't go with mainstream.
Hell yeah. Our minds are by no means ordinary. Our thoughts and the things that we talk about are not ordinary. But the way we look, I mean, the guy was looking at the cam and talking about Ian's shirt.
I'm relatively unkempt. I mean, I don't shave very often. So I don't. What is normal anyway? I mean, I would never define myself as normal because I don't claim to know what that means.
Well, there's nothing normal in the world today. I mean, everybody's an individual. They want to do their own thing.
Right.
The Occupy crew, I mean, for real, they're doing something most people wouldn't stand up and do.
He's right. Absolutely right. Anything else you want to share tonight, Matt?
I just think stupid people need to just shut up for a minute. For real.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, no chance of that.
Now, we're going to go on the calls in a moment here, but we read the definition of hipster, at least the first paragraph of it from the Wikipedia piece. Allie said she totally understood it. It went over Mark and I's head. It sounded very intellectual and, like, I don't know, I didn't know what half the things
well,
they were
just,
referring to
it's
were.
It's trying to assign... like there's some kind of movement behind it, but really what it is a group of young people following fads.
But fads that aren't really like pop culture fads, right? Like the anti-pop, the antithesis of pop culture.
Right. I can't help but read this, but it says on this website, ointernet.com, they tend to pull around any music venues, independent coffee shops, consignment shops, local record stores, and offbeat dive bars, which usually double as indie music venues. So when you go to these types of places, you notice that all these people are dressed really funny, or they take on these different fashions, but they're all similar at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange.
Like the goths or you know other groups that are designated as different, but yet within their own group, there's a lot of similarities.
Right.
So to get a more understandable definition of hipster, I visited the Urban Dictionary. Now, Urban Dictionary is not going to have this highfalutin stuff like Wikipedia.
Right.
UrbanDictionary.com. Hipsters, according to its first definition, there are multiple, are a subculture of men and women, typically in their 20s and 30s, that value independent thinking, counterculture, progressive politics, an appreciation of art and indie rock. You said, Mark, during the break, they used to call them art fags.
That was what the group of people that would call themselves punks had a subgroup in it that were, you know, labeled for art fags.
I see.
I don't like the pejorative term fag.
Nice term,
I don't like it. But, I mean, I'm just saying that's what it was. In high school.
Creativity, intelligence, and witty banter. The greatest concentrations of hipsters can be found living in the Williamsburg, Wicker Park, and Mission District neighborhoods of major cosmopolitan centers such as New York, Chicago, and San Francisco, respectively. Although hipsterism is really a state of mind, it's also often intertwined with distinct fashion sensibilities. Hipsters reject the culturally ignorant attitudes of mainstream consumers and are often...
but they embrace progressive politics.
And are like a true hipster.
Often being seen wearing vintage and thrift store-inspired fashions, tight-fitting jeans, old-school sneakers, and sometimes thick-rimmed glasses. Both hipster men and women sport similar androgynous hairstyles that include combinations of messy shag cuts and asymmetric side-swept bangs. Such styles...
Right. You're definitely not a hipster because no woman would be caught in that haircut you've got in their entire life.
What?
It's an androgynous haircut.
Oh, gotcha.
Do you know what androgynous means?
It means both sexes, right?
That's right.
Such styles are often associated with the work of creative stylists at urban salons and are usually too edgy for the culturally sheltered mainstream consumer.
Mm-hmm.
The effortless, cool, urban bohemian look of a hipster is exemplified in Urban Outfitters and American Apparel ads, which cater toward the hipster demographic. Despite misconceptions based on their aesthetic tastes, hipsters tend to be well-educated and often have liberal arts degrees or degrees in maths and sciences, which also requires certain creative, analytical thinking abilities. So there's a little bit more about hipsters for you. Christian's on the line listening in West Virginia. Christian, where are you at in West Virginia?
Would be the Mason County area, Ian.
Mason County. All right, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, Ian, I love the show. I'm glad to have you out of the prison system. Welcome back.
Excellent, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I thought I would go ahead and give you a bit of an education on what is a hipster. The easiest way to describe it is, if someone smells worse than you, but thinks they're better than you, then odds are that's a hipster.
Too good for soap?
Well, it's not so much that. You see, they're like an amalgam of other creatures. They have the irony of the beatnik, the stink of the hippie, the arrogance of Socrates. essentially, they're nonconformists. They wear winter hats in the summertime. They wear winter coats in the summertime. They wear shorts in the wintertime.
So edgy.
They'll drive in a fancy schmancy hybrid, but pull up to a dumpster and eat macaroni and cheese out of it because you couldn't possibly understand.
One thing I like about the the hipster thing is they've adopted women's short hair fashions as sort of, that's become trendy now. And I really like that just because...
Well, wait, is it trendy or is it a hipster thing? Because, like, hipsters won't do trendy things, right?
No, everything they do is trendy.
They
are nonconformists, but as far as...
But they're not... Are they trying to set trends or something? I thought they were trying to avoid pop culture trends.
No.
They're not going to dress up like Lady Gaga, right? Like, they're not going to try to emulate that which is popular, are they?
Right, well, yeah. So what they normally do is, like you read in the one where they go to thrift shops and they'll wear... They'll try to bring back a lot of clothes from the past sometimes sort of combine fashions. And yeah, or... I haven't really seen it. Usually they wear skinny jeans, which I'm wearing today, but but I like how I had my hair cut. I had a pixie cut for a while, and I found it very freeing, and while I would get weird reactions from people, it was generally acceptable because I think it had to do with this whole hipster movement where you can just sort of do whatever you want. Terrence McKenna actually talks about the merging of cultures.
Is there any chance you're a hipster?
There's a slight chance. I can't say no because all hipsters think they're not hipsters. But I might be a hipster.
Christian?
Yes, Ian.
Any other thoughts?
No, sir. Again, I love the show. You guys keep it up.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Actually, it was pointed out to me that there's a little bit more to this hipster definition over at Urban Dictionary. I didn't notice the more link where you could click to get the full details. Consequently, it says here, many hipsters tend to have jobs in the music, art, and fashion industries. It's a myth that most hipsters are unemployed and live off their parents' trust funds. Hipsters shun mainstream societal conventions that apply to dating preferences and traditional rules of physical attraction. It's part of the hipster's central dogma not to be influenced by mainstream advertising and media, which tends to only promote ethnocentric ideals of beauty.
That's right. I'm not affected by advertising. You don't think you're affected by advertising.
The concepts of androgyny and feminism have influenced hipster culture, where hipster men are often as thin as the women they date. There's more coming up here. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect, lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor outdoor winter activity. Instafire Easily Lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores Easy is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line. Are we going to have any room for anybody to call in?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like three people on the line right now.
That's right.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a show about your calls, so you can call in and talk about whatever you want. Ian, who are we going to?
It's a show where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. And we'll continue here with your calls. We've got Allie with us here tonight, by the way. Thanks for coming in, as always.
Yeah, I love being on.
So we've been talking about hipsters, but you can talk about anything you want. So let's go to Jim, listening in Grand Rapids.
Hey, Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. This is my first time calling.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Like you said, I think Ron Paul can win.
Mark who said that he thinks Ron Paul
can win. I think he can win if everybody votes for him. Enough people vote for him.
I think he can do it because he wins. He does really well in Iowa. He wins Iowa and do very well in New Hampshire. What's next? The March Super Tuesday primaries. He's got it. He should win it. He should win the nomination.
Well, there's some important messages to give out there, and one of them is to Democrats, who are about 20-30% of the population out there, is who would you rather have running against Barack Obama? Even if you intend to vote for Barack Obama, who would you rather have running against? I mean, Ron Paul's the best choice for them.
Wasn't there an article in Huffington Post today or yesterday about being a blue Republican?
I didn't see the new one, but I've seen it in the past on the Huffington Post.
Oh, maybe it was in the past.
And to Republicans, here's the other thing is, look, if Ron Paul runs as an independent because he didn't get the Republican nomination, who's going to win the general election? It could very well be the Democrat. The the Republican will win if you vote for Ron Paul.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a significantly better choice than Obama, right?
Yeah, he's a better choice because all the rest of the candidates are CFR, Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, all those candidates.
Yeah, but the people that would vote for those other candidates in the primary don't really care about the Council on Foreign Relations and stuff.
No,
like that.
No, they don't care. They don't. I think the problem with Americans today, they don't read. They don't understand history. That's the problem with Americans today. Back 40, 50 years ago, they understood history. And I think that...
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, 40 or 50 years ago, who were they voting in?
They're voting the same people, but what I'm saying is they didn't know they were CFR. They didn't know that they were Trilateral Commission. They didn't know. The only person that I know of that was CFR was DFA. Well, that...
Don't know anything about it.
I don't pay close attention. I think as far as I'm concerned, they're all bad. I don't really care what clubs they hang out in.
Right.
I mean, if they're in Washington, D.C., they're bad.
Right. If they manage to get into the presidency, chances are good that they're corrupt.
Any other thoughts you want to share?
And like you said, that they also, too, is trying to change Congress, too. Congress and Senate. If you can do that, Ron Paul will have a that Ron Paul.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen, right?
Oh,
so, like, Ron Paul could maybe, like, maybe with a chance, there's a chance he could get elected. But even if Ron Paul gets elected, there's nobody else like Ron Paul that's running for Congress. So,
right.
I mean, maybe except for the a handful of libertarians out there. But, you know, those
there
guys don't have a shot in hell.
Less disgusting people running in the House, that have seats in the House.
But really, to believe that anything significant is going to change in Washington, D.C. is, I think, just a fantasy.
Well, I look at it as into a spiritual aspect, because I'm a Christian. I look into a spiritual aspect. I think what our country needs right now is revival. Our nation needs a revival because we need to get back to, I know it's our show and all this stuff, but we need to get back to godly basic values and get back to...
But everybody disagrees on what those are.
Oh, I know. I understand. I understand that. I do understand that.
I like the value of peace.
Yeah,
and
freedom, personal responsibility. I like those values.
Yeah, but I don't know if we'd be. I don't know if we'd be getting back to them because we've never had peace, and we've never had. We've never had voluntary interactions between humans. There's always been a group of people trying to wield power over other human beings. I mean, it's always been that way.
Oh yeah, for 200 years or more.
So how about instead of going back to something that never existed, that we move forward and evolve toward a voluntary society or a society in which humans are interacting on a peaceful, consensual basis?
I hear that.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate your call tonight. Let's continue with Kyle listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Kyle?
Hey, just in the news today, Tampa is going to have the National Republic Convention here.
Yeah,
next
I heard that.
Year, and Congress just approved a $50 million payout to the city of Tampa. And $30 million of that is going to go to 4,000 additional law enforcement from outside the city, and that's going to house them, feed them, and train them, and then $20 million in communication and cameras. And this conference is going to last for 4 days. So $50 million in taxpayers' money for a four-day conference.
Says like $12-13 million per day. Yeah, get ready for a police state come to Tampa, Florida. That's basically what that's going to be about.
Isn't that money the money that that people donate that extra dollar on their tax forms for, I don't know, politicians and stuff?
Do people do that?
I'm sure somebody does.
Kyle, are you living in Tampa?
Yes, I am. I think if the Republican National Convention wanted to come to Tampa, that they should pay for it, not the taxpayers.
Absolutely.
Boy, that's going to suck, man. Having to drive through that is going to be awful. I mean, having to do anything in Tampa during that convention, anywhere near that convention, is going to be a living hell. Hey, will you call us and let us know what it's like?
Yes, I will.
Please document your living hell for us.
Yeah, and bring a camera along because it will be a police state, and you should definitely have a camera to protect yourself at all times, certainly in a situation like that. Kyle, thanks for the call. Let's go to Captain Ned, listening also in Florida. Go ahead, Captain Ned.
Hey, guys, that was some great radio with Scott the Bigot and Frank. Man,
very good, sir.
That was a real free exchange of ideas, and I'll tell you what, both those guys are real smart guys, and they got a lot in common. They're both blowing the whistle on the banksters. Okay, they're both pointing out, especially, the Illuminati influenced New World Order, which the Illuminati was born in 1776, the same year we declared our independence.
You were around in 1776?
No, the Illuminati was born in 1776. It's a Luciferian organization. It's Freemasonry or the Masonic Order is behind it. And for Ellie, if you flip the dollar bill over and look at the pyramid with the capstone raised over the pyramid, the all-seeing eye. If you read that, underneath it, it says Novus Ordo Seclorum. That was put on in 1933. Novus Ordo Seclorum means New World Order.
Oh, my God.
Now we know.
There they go, just throwing it right up in your face, huh, Captain Ned?
When that capstone joins the pyramid, that will be the New World Order will be in effect.
They're foreshadowing.
Spooky. Thanks, Captain. I appreciate the call tonight. Hey, here's another definition of hipster for you. This one Johnson sent in. if asked to define what it is to be a hipster, one might be tempted to give a number of answers. Passion for obscure bands, obtuse fashion sense, cheapness masquerading as quirkiness, or upper-middle-class white self-loathing are all popular. In actuality, most of the culture boils down to judging. Judging items, activities, bands, companies, clothes, oneself, and most importantly, other people. If someone else...
Everybody does all day long.
If someone else is less savvy, but they're saying is the culture is based around that. If someone else...
All culture's based around that.
Is less savvy... I try not to judge other people, Mark.
Yeah. How successful are you?
If someone else is less savvy, cutting edge, or knowledgeable than you, doesn't that mean you are a better person? According to that definition. Mark, did you want to share something?
Yeah, I've got an email here that I think really summed up the whole controversy that we had as far as veterans and the courageousness and standing up for their values that has sort of populated this week's show.
Is it a short email?
It's relatively short. It's from Joel, and it says, there are at least two types of courage, maybe more. The first kind is physical courage, the willingness to risk your body or your health for something worthwhile to you. It's almost the only kind of courage that Hollywood ever talks about, and thus is almost the only one we think of when we think of courage. Most people think it's rare. It is not. It's quite common, especially in military organizations, where it's expected. In this sense, very few military members are cowards. With the exception of outright treason, there's almost no greater sin in the military than cowardice in the face of the enemy. The other type of courage is moral courage, the willingness to do what's right no matter what the consequences are. In this sense, almost every military member is a coward. Indeed, the military system is designed to make
unless they believe what's right is to follow orders. In that case, they're not.
The military system is designed to make them moral cowards because they're trained from day one to obey their superiors without question, with very few exceptions. When you enter the military, you leave any moral sensibilities at the door, and you follow orders. And this is from Joel, and I think that if we would have used these kind of this kind of clarification on Saturday, that we wouldn't have had the huge blow up.
I think you're wrong.
I
think any time you take an anti military pro peace position, you're going to piss people off. That was what that guy was angry about. He was angry that we would dare besmirch the
not
the
that guy, but the people that came after him. If we would have distinguished that, hey, look, I'm not saying that people in the military won't get up and run through a barrage of bullets.
I made that clarification. I said that night multiple times. I said that they may be very well courageous in a number of ways, but in this way they're not. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. It's Vinny in here with you.
Alan.
And Mark. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
TheEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at TheEdPress.com.